The head of research at the National Council for Tertiary Education, Dr. Emmanuel Newman, has bemoaned the high level of disparity within the tertiary level of education. He said the public tertiary sector enrolls over 70% of qualified students, which often leads to overcrowding. He advocated further liberalization of the system to help bridge the gap between private and public tertiary education. Dr. Newman was speaking at a Founders Day lecture organized by the Keta Secondary School in Accra. Nathaniel Nate reports.
Keta Secondary School held a Founders Day lecture to celebrate the founding fathers of the school. The third edition of the forum focused on the liberalization of tertiary education in the country. It forms part of activities marking the 63rd anniversary of the school. Other activities earmarked for the anniversary include fun games, annual congress, and a dinner dance. It was established at the forum that only 14% of qualified students between 18 and 22 years are enrolled in the 169 accredited tertiary institutions in the country. The head of research at the National Council for Tertiary Education, Dr. Emmanuel Newman, said the proliferation of private tertiary institutions is becoming problematic because most of them focus on making money and operate without accreditation. He gave reasons for the high enrollment in the public sector.
Because of reputation they have established, that is number one. Number two, they have built facilities over time. Number three, they are subsidized by government, so they charge lower fees than the private institutions. So any rational consumer would rather want to go to Legon or KNUSC to say Ghana, a school that charges full fees. And another fact is that most of the schools are concentrated in Accra. You get me? We need more private institutions, but they should operate in their region.
The executive secretary of the National Accreditation Board, Kwame Date, gave a breakdown of tertiary institutions in the country.
Currently, there are 10 public universities, 6 other public professional / degree awarding institutions. There are also 10 polytechnics, that is public polytechnics, 38 public colleges of education, 1 college of agriculture, 17 nursing training colleges, 54 university colleges, mainly private, and other colleges of higher learning. There are 3 distance learning institutions, 10 tutorial colleges, 4 private nursing training colleges, 8 private colleges of education, and 5 registered foreign institutions.